This is Podka. My name is Stacy Wade. Episode number 18 is here. Today's episode is titled, Usual Replies to Be Back Soon. In English, let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Stay safe, enjoy your soccer, and we will be back with some other soccer-related lingo soon. After my sustainability speech, Arthur will talk about how we can implement it into everyday life. Now, I am going to talk about the verb phrase, take over, but before we begin, here's the message in Danish. Okay, so, we talked about a verb phrase, to take on, and how you can break that down, to take on the player, or not take the player. It can also be used without splitting verbs and prepositions, to take on somebody, to take something. The verb to say is used when we tell something to someone. It is often used in giving orders or instructions. Sometimes, say and tell may be used interchangeably to express the same meaning, where the message is being passed on from one person to the next. Often speak and tell can be used interchangeably to convey the same meaning, without changing the grammar of the phrase. Let us examine the differences between speak, say, talk, and speak, explaining how each word is used individually. We use the verb talk when we are in a more formal setting and want to emphasize something is important. When speak is used as a noun, it too takes on a more formal tone than when we use talk, i.e., giving a speech is more formal than giving a speech. Often, we use take back to mean words that we never meant to say, or actions we never meant to do. We end up with to leave someone for dead, which as you may notice is also a verb phrase split, verb left plus person plus dead. The second way that we use give back is to describe doing something nice for others, something that makes us feel as though we are in some way paying off debt. The first scheme, with taking things on, means trying things, or taking responsibility. The second pattern, to take on somebody is slightly different. It means to challenge somebody, to fight somebody, to try and defeat somebody, to be told to do something. I told you to get out the garbage. Someone wrote me back, told me that I did not need to do that. If a phone rings saying that you will be calling after lunch, Lee looked up at Theodora. Sometimes people use the phrase, I will call you back, when they did not have the response, and did not want to explicitly state they did not have the information, had not made up their mind, or did not want to provide the response. A possible response might be ne t'inquiète pas, je serai bientôt de return. Of course, Anne has not yet come up with any more back-related expressions, like the child is coming back, putting her back in this, going back and forth, etc., but I will come back next time with a few more. You are free to look at whatever you want, but my husband has them filed away in a very neat manner, both alphabetically by title, but also genre, so please return anything to the exact place you found it. If language turns out to be a major reason for the problems, these steps would mean that the improvement is well underway. If other factors are the reason for problems, the reduction in the pressure on language will facilitate teachers' and children's efforts to work on those factors, too. Teachers and parents will find this article helpful for identifying strategies to address challenging behaviors of dual-language learners. In this article, we provide a few helpful new resources and effective strategies teachers can try immediately. Key findings from recent studies provide a strong case to keep supporting children's native languages, as well as helping them learn English. For toddlers, his teachers decided to design an overall language for the class, using pictures, symbols as well as words, to help Carlos, who is 3, and his peers connect. Carlos has now stopped using any of his many new words in English, and has begun using aggressive behavior in his daily other chores and activities. When his teacher tried to discuss his behaviors with his parents, she realized that his parents spoke very little English. His teacher understands it may be difficult for his family to fill out the form in an accurate manner in English. Surprised, he double-checks his registration form to see that his parents had indicated English as their native language. Edward promises to not come home late from work this evening, but has said this many times before, and has not. I am going back to bed, and should be back in London later this afternoon, and Smith changes her mind, moving home. I shall come back soon. He makes the trip to end.
From the terminal. Sandy said something to Fred which Sandy wishes he would have taken back, but which she cannot, and which Fred does not believe she would have ever forgiven. When you are parking your car, and you reverse your car in order to enter the space, you are backing up, or cornering, into the space.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Stacy, and this was episode 18 of Podka. See ya next time.